This is Harry Reeder, and this is Wednesday's Slice of Fresh Bread. John chapter 3, from verse 15 through verse 21. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people love the darkness rather than the light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his works should be exposed. But whoever does what is true comes to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that his works have been carried out in God. Amazing event in the life of Israel as they have been liberated and set free from the clutches of slavery in Egypt, and they're on their way to the promised land. They're in the wilderness, and there they have rebelled against the Lord with their murmuring and their discontent and their blasphemy, and they're profaning the name of the Lord. The Lord then brings a disciplining judgment upon them to bring them back to himself as his covenant people. He brings upon them the infliction of serpents biting and poisoning them and bringing the fevers of such poison. And death can come from such serpents, even as sin brings the wages of death. So the Lord is teaching them. And then the Lord takes that serpent representing sin and its consequences. He has Moses raise it up on a pole and says, all who look to this, they can be delivered. And so they look at that which Moses lifted up, the serpent in the wilderness. Now, John tells us, by the power of the Holy Spirit, he records what Jesus has said to Nicodemus, that this is a moment that reveals God's remedy, the ultimate remedy for his covenant people, Jew and Gentile, who have been brought from all the nations of the world to Christ. How are they saved by Christ? Christ must become their sin and the consequences of that sin. There's the serpent. It is put upon a pole and lifted up. And now we are told that is a type that is not only addressing a temporal situation among Israel in the wilderness, but now for God's people who are to be brought from all the tribes and nations, including Israel, to a saving relationship with Christ. They will be saved because Jesus will go to the cross. He will be lifted up, and he who knew no sin will become sin on our behalf, so that we might become the righteousness of God, and all who look to him will have eternal life. And so then he sums it up with this glorious statement, God so loved the world and all the sinners in all the nations of the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him, they will not perish from sin and the bite of death, but they will have eternal life because Jesus took the death that was due to them on the cross. Not just a physical death, not just the spiritual death, but an eternal death. He swallowed up hell at the cross. It's not simply you got to trust in Jesus or you'll be condemned. The simple fact is we stand condemned because of our sin. But if you put your trust in Jesus, you can be forgiven. Why don't they put their trust in Jesus? Well, John says it's because they love darkness rather than light. That's why you've got to be born again, so that you no longer want darkness. You want light. It's not because we don't sin and become sinners. We sin because we're sinners. And we'll keep on sinning unless God intervenes, not only by providing the remedy, Christ at the cross, but sending the Holy Spirit so that we're born again and we no longer want our sin. We want that Savior, and we will come to him. That's why the works of light are works that come from God, are unto God, and are in God, because they have been brought to us by the grace of God and for the glory of God. He is lifted up before you at the cross, and that Savior is risen and ready to give you life. That's another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.